Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green. I am the host of the Greenhouse Podcast, and you are listening to Episode 6. Today in the Greenhouse, joining us today, we will have Edwin. He will be joining in conversation about absolutely nothing. But wait, something will be said. So sit back, relax, grab a soda, and enjoy Episode 6 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast. This is the show that everyone has been talking about lately. You finally hit the subscribe button. You're listening. Thank you for joining us right here on the Greenhouse Podcast. This is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Today, I have a very special guest with me. Hello, Edwin.
How's it going, Jordan?
How are you today?
I got to start off by saying, well, first of all, to answer your question, I'm doing very well.
Oh, good. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Is the intro.
You know, this is episode 6.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised we've gotten this far. No, I'm just kidding. You've got a good show.
You know, I wasn't expecting either.
I have to ask, that intro, is that maybe was that recorded at like a Series family reunion?
Yes, it was all of my family all together going Greenhouse Podcast. I'm like, all right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. And then, and we recorded it in the deserts of Texas.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of deserts out there. I don't know if you've been there before.
I mean, it's Texas.
It is Texas. So. God bless Texas. Yeah, so guys, today I always like to thank our sponsors right here at the beginning of the show. The other day, we actually had somebody throw a rock through the window of the studios here.
Oh, goodness.
It was an emotional time for all of us, but we got more sponsors that way. You know, people would walk by, they think that we're open because there's a big hole in the wall.
Did the rock that fell through the window, did it have like an advertisement on it? Like say, hey, call me.
You know, we didn't check.
No.
We just threw it right back.
Damn. Cool.
Yeah. We hospitalized 3 women.
Oh my God.
It was intense. But yeah, we got a lot more sponsors. We're really excited about that. If you want to be a sponsor today, please visit our website, greenhousepodcast.com and thegreenhousepodcast.com. You got to get that V. If you miss the V, you know, who knows where you'll end up? TheGreenhousePodcast.com. And also, you can email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
Well, but
there's
the,
no V. There's no V in that one.
But,
it's confusing.
Yeah, but the V, you have to be careful because people can spell the T-H-E-E.
Three, with 3 E's?
Yeah, no, with 2 E's.
Oh, 2 E's?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the.
2 E's, the.
Or the.
How is that? What does that mean, the?
I don't know. I think it's very old, an old way of saying.
I think it's pronounced thy.
Almost like a possessive or something.
Possessive.
Like possessive, sorry.
Yeah. How many S's are in possessive?
I don't know.
It's a good thing we have these pop filters, so there's no more popping.
No more pop.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Okay, cool.
For everybody listening is just like, oh my God, turn the stereo down.
I need to call out. Do we still have the sound effect for Chocolate Thunder?
We're gonna have to
roll with it.
And wait for it. Chocolate Thunder. That's
right.
The sound.
I'm gonna pick a bone with Chocolate Thunder.
Did he call you out on the last show?
No, he didn't. However,
when he was on?
he had the perfect opportunity to.
Oh, did he?
He did.
You know,
did.
Things get very confusing here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, usually I have several goats sitting right behind me just to make things interesting for the guests.
They don't chew on the clothing, do they?
They sometimes.
Oh.
It's a little embarrassing.
Are they fed before the show?
Twice a day.
Oh, okay.
Twice a day.
Well, so during Jay's questions.
Sure.
It was Brandon Cavedo's questions.
Yeah, he had the questions from the last episode.
He asked if you would wear green shorts or purple.
Or purple pants,
or
I think it was.
Pants, or yeah. The other way around.
some.
And here I am listening to it, and I'm like, man, if anybody deserves to be the guest that follows Brandon, it's me.
Because you always wear green shorts.
On a weekly basis. And I was so upset that I was not the first name to pop to his mind.
Right.
So, Jay, when I see you again, you know, it's going to be on.
It's going to be on.
It's going to go down.
It's going to go down. You know, he was probably thinking just like, my God, he was probably just thinking of himself at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
should
what?
I wear green pants?
Yeah.
Should I not wear? I don't even know.
It's a little risky.
It probably came to mind. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. I'll go ahead and join you on that.
Guys, remember, you can actually visit us on our website. I did bring that up already, didn't
yes.
I? But I'm specifically talking about how to subscribe this time, because I was talking about if you wanted to be a sponsor before. If you want to learn how to subscribe to our podcast and learn about these past episodes like Chocolate Thunder, There's a sound effect. If you want to listen to these past episodes and hear some of these skits that we and sketches that we've done in the past, improv, please go to our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, and hit the subscribe button. There's a little button that says click here, and it brings you to iTunes. You can subscribe. You can also search for us. We're the first one that pops up when you search for our podcast. And when you search, there's been a big problem with this. When you search, make sure to add the E at the end of green, because that's how I spell my name. The Greenhouse Podcast. This is Jordan Green. I'm your host. I think we all get it now. Anyway, thought I'd just bring that up. So, Edwin.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Shoot. Fire away, man.
I've been dying to learn about what this thing's going on. You have an Instagram account.
Yes, correct.
We most of us do. Mm-hmm. I think there's only been one person on our show. No, everybody so far has had an Instagram account. Yeah. Twitter, mostly. Yeah. But you have an Instagram, and you post some things. This is the most entertaining part of my day whenever this happens. You post these videos, but I don't get it yet.
Okay.
And there's this song. I'm gonna play a segment of this song for you guys out there, everyone listening. I had to look it up. Well, there's
and
a
now
song.
Now it's just stuck in your head.
There's this song that plays in the background.
Okay.
When you watch this video. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play this segment right here. Here we go. So there's this song that's playing
in
the background.
That's my jam, man. That is my jam.
That's your jam. And there's something happening every single time different in these little episodes you make on your Instagram. And I've been dying to ask. I don't understand it. I'd love for you to give a enlighten us.
All right,
Edwin Reverta. Is it Reverta?
No.
Reverta.
Well, I mean, I guess if you wanted to add
a little swing,
foreign swing to it, then yeah, absolutely go for it.
Can I call you Ed?
Go ahead and call me. As long, you know what, I'm not really particular about what people call me. As long as it starts with an ED, I'm good.
That's
I'm
good. As long as they don't call you late for dinner. Am
that's
I right?
Right. Hey,
enlighten us though.
So when a group of my friends came up from Miami, and they surprised me overnight with a visit, and we were all sitting down having dinner, and one of them brought up this video, and it was why they hate visiting Express, and I was like, why would you hate going to Express? It's just a retail
what is
store.
Express?
It's a clothing store.
Yeah, I've got my jeans from there.
Exactly.
Once.
There you go. Yeah. So I was like, I was intrigued. Yeah, go ahead, show me. Why do you hate going to the Express store? And so they show me this video, and literally, like, what you see in the videos that I post is literally the interaction that happens in that video. So the guy asks him for a price on a shirt.
Okay.
And the employee has a headphone in one ear and is dancing to the music that is playing in the store.
No way.
And he does not give him an answer the entire way through. So he's just doing these ridiculous dance moves, does a whole turnaround, and starts doing this little shoulder lean thing. And
did he know that the guy was standing there?
He absolutely, because he received the shirt from the customer. And he was just dancing and not completely ignoring the fact that he was asked a question.
This is brilliant.
And so we just all fell out laughing. And from that moment forward,
Who showed you this video?
One of my friends, Carlos.
Shout out to Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos brought it up. And so ever since, him and his wife, Melissa, and me and my wife, Stefania.
Yes.
We've been going back and forth. It's been an Instagram battle.
That is awesome.
We've been going head to head for about a week or so. We've been a little bit quiet on it, but we've been going head to head.
I'm entertained, and I didn't even know what it was. And I'm just like, this is hilarious. the music, the dancing is just perfect. And you got these headphones. I'm like, I don't know what this means, but I saw the hashtag. It said Express.
Yep.
And I'm like, what does this mean? Yep. But what is it called? It's called
Express Employee.
Did you make this up?
No, I didn't make it up.
Express Employee?
Yeah, it was one of the guys that we follow on Instagram. He's heavily followed. And Carlos brought it up, and it's been, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Express Employee. Yeah. I feel like this should be the name of the episode.
I'm actually currently working on a new one. I just got in my green screen and I just got it set up.
See, now it's getting professional.
In good competition, in good spirit of competition, we verbally exchange insults, but obviously sure. In a joking manner.
Sure, sure.
So we find ways to step it up, it's always a good time whenever. It's always a blast when they tell me, oh, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. It's coming. And I'm like, all right, bring it on.
Bring it
Let's
on.
See what you got. And so it's been, it's just back and forth, back and forth. So I'm looking forward to it. I won't give much away, but I just know that there's a green screen involved. So
yeah, I cannot wait for this green screen situation.
The Express employee is going somewhere no Express employee has ever gone before.
Aren't green screens interesting?
They very
you can be anywhere you want to be in the world.
Very much so.
You could be in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You can be in Beijing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to Pluto.
You could go to Pluto.
You can go to Pluto.
Holy crap. Yeah. How about those Pluto photos?
Right?
I could not believe. And that one, from what I've noticed, it looks like the Pluto character from Disney is actually outlined in Pluto.
Well, there's been a lot of comparisons to that of the Death Star from Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty funny.
Doesn't the Death Star blow up, though?
Yeah, that's it's
concerning. It's impossible.
It's
or concerning. Is it?
I mean, maybe. Mm. Maybe.
You never know.
I mean, then again, you know, when you isolate what once used to be a planet and tell him he's mm-hmm. not a planet, mm-hmm. what does he go around and do?
He turns
into the Death Star.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go off and be a Death Star.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of funny. I think it's all conspiracy because the Death Star, or not the Death Star, the Pluto. I'm calling it the Death Star now. Pluto was actually not a planet, and then it becomes a planet. Happens to become a planet before we get these pictures back. You know, I think it's because they knew they were going to get these pictures. They knew it was going to be planet-worthy.
Maybe they did like what Disney does with the vault. Maybe they held the pictures.
Until it doesn't take 10 years to get there. It takes maybe a few weeks.
I think they can get there
tomorrow.
I mean, this
is space. There's no gravity. That means you probably can get there faster.
Of course.
I mean, if gravity wasn't holding me back, I'd get places like that. I'd never be late to work.
Absolutely not. Speaking of the Disney Vault.
Yes.
Well, not speaking of the Disney Vault, but something related.
Sure.
Movies particularly.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, what is probably the most bizarre thing on Netflix that you've watched the entire way through? On Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Because I got one for you, but I want to hear what you got to say.
The most bizarre thing I've seen
most
on Netflix.
Bizarre. Yeah.
It's got to be one of those independent films mm-hmm. that they just put in that section where it's like they're not
just obscure.
Yeah, they're just obscure because I've seen a few of those because I'm just like you're out of things to watch.
Well, I got one for you.
Okay, what is it?
Well, the name of the movie is called Rubber. Okay, It's called Rubber. All right, and it's about a car tire.
Keep going.
Bear with me. It's about a car tire.
Okay,
and his name is Robert.
Robert the Rubber.
Robert the car. I can't even say it with a straight face. So this car tire named Robert, he rolls through the desert,
mm-hmm.
and he has psychic powers.
Okay. Right?
And he goes around.
This is on Netflix?
This is on Netflix, dude. This is on Netflix. Don't believe me. After the show, go on Netflix.
How do they even introduce the character at that point? This is Robert the Rubber. Robert the Rubber is a lonely character who travels. Okay, keep going. Yeah,
So he travels the desert, and with these psychic powers, he goes around blowing up birds, bunnies, human beings, and almost anything you can think
of. How does he blow things up?
It's the funniest thing on earth. It shows the tire like upright, mm-hmm. and the tire out of nowhere just starts vibrating vigorously. And then it cuts to like the photo, like to the shot of like a bunny, and just from one second to the next, boom, the bunny just blows up. It's the most ridiculous premise I've ever.
Is it for children?
It is definitely not for children. Me and my cousin, we were scrolling through Netflix trying to figure out, you know, what are we gonna watch?
Yeah.
We had a case of beer. We're like, you know what? We read the synopsis. We're like, screw it, let's go on a journey. And so we watched it, and we were like, I want that hour and a half back. Like, what?
How do I get it back? Please.
There's no way.
There's got to be a story.
I Googled it.
There's got to be a store out there where you can just go shopping. It's like, okay, let me see. Aisle two. I want Netflix of my life back. Like, and you just go on the shelf, and you can put it in your cart, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
Sir, Edwin, looks like you did waste your life for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can sell it, but it's up this week because a lot of people did that. It was featured on Netflix.
Yeah.
So the price is more expensive this week.
Yeah,
demand. There's got to be a store out there for that. If not,
demand.
We should make it.
The demand
we
is
make
high.
The demand is high
the
for it at
is
this
high
point.
For it, you know? There's a lot of things on Netflix that.
That is hilarious. Now, but there's a lot of good stuff now on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That Daredevil show.
Oh, my goodness. It's
have
really
you seen
good.
The all the
yes,
way through?
I haven't seen it all the way through.
You got to, like, finish it.
I don't want to spoil it.
No. We shouldn't spoil it.
I wouldn't want to do that. But yeah,
he's a blind character.
Yeah, I watched it halfway through, and it's almost as if he's not even blind at all. you know?
Right.
Because the way that they depict how he, you know, maneuvers the world that he lives in, he can see everything.
He's just like us.
Yeah.
Except better.
Except a lot better.
he's practically a superhero.
You don't say.
Yeah, I did see that Ant-Man superhero movie.
Oh, how was that?
That was incredible.
Awesome.
Not going to spoil anything, but go see it.
Paul Rudd? Is that who that is?
Is that his name?
I think so.
I thought it was Paul Thud. I wish it was, if it wasn't.
In any event, when he was having a conversation, I read this somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think it was a magazine or an article that was forwarded to me. Sure. He was having a conversation with his son.
Yeah.
And he goes to his son, he goes, "Hey, guess what? I'm going to be a superhero." And his son goes, "Really? Which one?" And he goes, "I'm going to be Ant-Man." He's like, "That's lame." And his reaction was just the funniest thing ever.
Who said this to your son?
His son told Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd. He was talking to his son, and his son responded, "That's so lame.
That's so lame."
What a shoot down, you know? It's like, man, finally get to be a superhero. My son doesn't even like the superhero.
You know, I am gonna throw this out here because you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
So this isn't a spoiler. In the trailer, he says, "Is it too late to change the name?" of the character, right?
Yes.
And it says, "You are Ant-Man." And then he's like, "Is it too late to change the name?" And I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was funny. It's not in the movie. They took that line out.
Oh, man.
I know. And dang. So, like, at least you know.
Yeah.
Like, at least put it in there.
Yeah.
But they didn't put it in there.
Oh, man.
A lot of really good humor, though. I feel like maybe it's because they advertise that so often. Like, why put it in the movie?
Probably. But that's what I feel about, like movies nowadays. Like, well, I was watching a top 10 the other day about movies that pretty much gave away the entire plot in their trailer.
In the trailer.
And
right.
So I've kind of made it a thing of mine to try to not watch any trailers for movies that I want to see.
It's really tough.
So as to not, you know, have that real good magic when you first watch it.
Sure.
You know, so I actually got that from Dino. Dino was like, one day I was like, "Dino, did you see the trailer for this movie?" He's like, "No, I don't want to see it." Yeah, yeah.
He
and so
it like the plague.
I got that from him, and it's been working out pretty well.
It is really good when you can do that. Now I did that with what is that movie where he's in space? It's recent. Hmm. It's recent. It's okay. Two words.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Two syllables. Is that how many syllables?
No,
is that?
That's interstellar. That's four.
That's like four. I have to count on my fingers here.
Going back to elementary school.
Yeah, I know. Oh my goodness. Yeah. No, I saw that one without seeing anything about it. I remember seeing an advertisement. And I remember seeing the director, and I'm like, done seeing it.
Nice.
And loved it. Yeah. So it's a great experience when you can do that. It's,
I've been doing it. Every chance that anyone is ever seeing the Batman versus Superman one.
Yeah,
I try to avoid it because
I'm not looking.
I've heard, you know, because of the director and because of the rap that the last movie got and all that stuff,
sure.
I kind of want to just give this one a chance without being exposed to it in any sense.
Without ruining yourself.
So I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, of course, now they're doing this thing where they don't even put stuff that was in the trailer in the movie, so then you're just disappointed.
Now they're just doing the reverse of what they used to do.
It's backwards now. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yep. You're Jordan,
yes.
I this has been on my mind since I found out that I was going to be on the show.
I am Jordan.
I need...
And thanks for the short notice, you know, I know...
Absolutely, that's all right, man.
I know because of some different situations, I wanted you to be on the show, like, right away. Well, everything's fresh in your mind, you got so much going on in your life, but...
I can't wait to get to that subject.
Definitely.
So, I had to ask you this, because I have to hear it straight from
you. You're
going to
ask me something.
I got to ask you something.
I love it. This is new.
You know, trying to change things up a little bit. Shaq...
Shaq, like Shane's Rib Shack.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
So not like Shane's Rib Shack.
No, not
a different Shaq.
Completely different entity.
Do you know the story?
This is the story I need to ask you about.
So
for those of you out there, Shaquille O'Neal comes into our workplace.
Yeah.
And he has to come to, you know, the behind the scenes, if you will. Mm-hmm. And he's using his phone, and Jordan comes walking out, and he goes, "Hey, man, what's up?"
So you do know the story.
Yeah. He goes, "Hey, man, what's up?" Shaq goes, "What's up?"
Yes.
He's like, "Are you a new hire?" And Shaq goes, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm here to reach the top shelf." And Jordan...
Okay, let me put some groundwork here. First of all, I don't watch a lot of sports.
Okay.
I'm just going to be upfront about that.
I can tell that.
I knew who Shaq was.
Okay.
I've seen him in, like, TV ads. I've seen him all over the place.
Okay.
He's very... Like, he's even on, like, talk show hosts. But I didn't, for some reason, like, I didn't expect him to be at my workplace. You know, he's just
fair,
there.
Fair.
You know, and he's, And so he comes to the workplace, and he's back usually where there's people not allowed to be. Mm-hmm. But he's Shaq O'Neal. He can't be, like, right there in the front of our workplace. So he can't be, like, with other people who can see him. So I'm like, oh, this guy must be new, and he's this super tall guy. I'm like, great. You have somebody else tall, just like me. I love it. And I shake his hand. His hand's the size of, like, my God.
Probably like a racket, right?
I felt like, for the first time ever in my life, it felt like my hand was being, like, completely
consumed
in a handshake. And I was like, this is incredible. And
it's so, like, the quicksand of handshakes.
I asked him if he was a new hire. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he went along with it. He thought I was joking. And everybody thought I was joking, too, until he's like, you really don't know who I am. And
when did it sink in, though, that you were speaking to Shaquille O'Neal?
In that moment when he said, you really don't know who I am. And I said, you're someone famous, aren't you? And it's coming to me. And everybody's like, this is Shaq. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, no, it's refreshing. Aww. He's like, he said, it's really refreshing that I'm not recognized and trampled on right away. And I said, well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I got to get back to work.
That tickled me pink.
I can't believe it still to this day. Goodness. It's still a story.
Oh, that is a story that I will not soon forget. I'll tell you that, my friend.
That is hilarious. No, but I think this is it's another thing I know that you'd want to say, since, yeah, you know, we don't talk about anything.
Yeah.
But something that you want to say. You've had quite a big month.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Lately. That's why I wanted to get you on the show now, and I bumped you to the front of the line.
Hey, I appreciate that.
And it's like fast pass over here. But I wanted to hear, like, you have some interesting ways of telling the story or telling parts of the adventures that you've had.
Yeah.
Lately,
yeah.
If you don't mind, just enlighten us on the journey and what you might have learned.
Well, man, you know, it's been a rough couple weeks, but me as a person, I try to find humor in a lot of things and try to lighten up situations in my own mind just to keep my own sanity.
Sure.
And so about 2 weeks ago, me and my family, we go on this trip that we call Casa de Campo, which means house of camp.
Oh,
that's a literal translation, but it's really house camp. Casa de Campo.
Casa de Campo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're there.
Yeah, so it's just picture about maybe 40 to 50 people.
Okay.
Cramming into like a 3-bed, 2-bath.
I'm picturing it now.
That's a lot of people.
3-bed. That is a lot of
And so my friends came along for that trip as well, and they actually kind of camped outside, which is kind of the cooler part of
like
it.
Like camping in the yard?
Yeah, it was cool.
That is crazy.
I had built a fire pit, and they kind of just set up the tents around it. It was really awesome.
Sure.
I was kind of envious because, you know, we had our 4-month-old, and so we had to sleep in the house just because, you know, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
And so I kind of envied that, and, you know, they had a good time, which I you know, I'm very happy that they did. On this trip, however, you know, the fun was nonstop, and unfortunately, my wife got really injured. Like, it was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, I heard
bad.
About that.
Yeah, she was swinging off of a rope that was tied to a tree that she was swinging into a river, and
It was a swing rope. Okay.
Right, a swing rope, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know the term for that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if it was just some rope that was just off a tree, like
how long the rope was, if it was just a string.
It's a snake. I was like, oh my God. Okay, so it's a normal swing rope.
Yeah, so yeah. She swings off of it. It looked like she had a pretty good grip. Midway, her grip loosens.
Oh, snap.
And she lands in the shallow area, and instead of just taking the tumble, she actually tries to land on her feet.
Yeah.
And that went awry real fast.
Right, sure, sure.
You know, she broke her ankle, bone sticking out, the whole nine.
Wow, yeah. And I mean, it could have been worse.
Oh, it could have been a lot worse. Oh, you know, it was the best worst situation.
Yeah.
Best worst situation. There was a lot of different factors that go into it. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to try to focus on the lighter aspects of this.
Yeah, no, but she was injured. She obviously went to the hospital.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Things got intense.
Yeah. So
you were with your whole family at this point, too.
Yeah, yeah. We were all together. And so...
all together at the same time? Like
everyone. Everyone
50
was there.
People?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was there. And so... the paramedics come down, they get her, they get her on the backboard, put her on the stretcher. On the way to the ambulance, she looks up at the paramedics and she goes, I'm sorry. And the paramedic goes, for what? And she's like, I didn't get my toes done. I don't have a pedicure. I'm like, I'm like, out of all the things that you are thinking about, you're thinking about not having a pedicure for the paramedics that are trying to fix you. So that was joke one of
that
many.
That is hilarious.
Oh my God, there was so much other stuff.
It reminds me of one of those TV shows. It's like, it's you feel like you're not even in a movie, like in real life.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we get to the hospital. They take her for surgery or whatever, and I take that opportunity to just go back to Casa de Campo and pack up the car and get all that stuff. And I get back in the car.
Yeah.
Turn on the car. I want you to guess what's the first song that comes onto the
radio. No way.
I want you to guess. Take a wild guess.
Oh, is it the song from The Express, or is this something else?
No, it's something else.
What is this called? What is this song?
The song that comes on is called Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
And
I feel like maybe I've heard of this song.
Oh, you've heard of this song.
What is it?
Should we? The very first lyrics.
What is it?
Would you like to play it?
Let's see if I can play it.
Okay.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
No way.
Yes.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
I have heard this song.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
That is hilarious.
I could not help but die of laughter in the car. And I felt bad at the time. But
this is definitely like a movie.
Just looking back on it, I was just like, really, universe? This is how you want to play this right now? Yeah. Like, you're laughing at me right now.
It reminds me of that movie was it Ben Stiller is his name? Is that it? Where it's Bedtime Stories. So that's the name of the movie. It's a Disney movie. And he's getting in the car. And I think he was trying not to think about fire. And all these songs kept playing on the radio.
That's exactly. Yeah. It was definitely. You're right. Like, it was exactly related. Like a movie.
And I'm like, that's exactly this situation.
It's exactly like a movie.
That is hilarious.
Yep.
Trying not to think about like this crazy situation.
Oh my God.
When
when your legs don't work like
that. That is hilarious.
Before. Yeah, man. So that was a little bit of comedic relief for that situation. She had to have two surgeries.
Yeah.
And the first one went, you know, perfect. They
good.
Both did.
Yeah.
But for the second surgery, this was the second surgery happened about 3 to 4 days after the actual event happened. And by that time I was exhausted.
Sure.
And so I had, I was falling asleep and I fell into a deep sleep. Like the nurses were trying to wake me up to let me know, hey, they're gonna be taking her into surgery, this and that.
Wow.
And so the surgery goes through, everything's fine. I wake up to say, you know, goodbye to her before she has to come, you know, before she goes
this
off
is
the surgery.
Second surgery.
Yeah, this is the second surgery. And she comes back. She was like, I'm so mad at you. I'm like, wow, what happened? He's like, you aren't waking up. I didn't know if, you know, I wasn't going to be able to see you again and this and that. And I was like,
you were sleeping?
I was sleeping. I was out cold, man. And so me and my wife were talking. We're like, man, how messed up would it have been if the nurse that has to wheel you off to surgery, you know, comes in.
Yeah.
I'm still sleeping. I don't wake up at all.
And she takes the wrong person?
No. They take her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wake up in a panic because I don't see her.
And the bed's empty.
Yeah, no.
Like,
and
where'd she go?
And wait for it. I go and find out, you know, what happened? Where's my wife?
Yeah.
What if the nurse that took her, his name was Jesus? The nurse would have been like, yeah, I'm sorry. Jesus took her. I would have been like, what?
You were coming.
What? Say, well, no.
Where did my wife was just here.
It was just a leg injury.
I fell asleep. Yeah, sir. Jesus took her.
It's like, no.
Jesus took her away. And it's like, what do you mean?
I need answers.
Like, in, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a friend that we work with, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was just somebody named Jesus?
Yeah.
And, like, there was a note. Jesus took her.
That would have been terrible.
That is brilliant.
And so, you know, to keep and to add to the laughter, I'll give you guys my Instagram account. You guys can follow me later.
Definitely.
There are some videos that I have posted that a lot of people would say they would kill me for if they were my spouse. and it is several clips of my wife really up there in the clouds. Off of the medicine, the pain medicine that they
I've
were giving her.
I've seen this video.
There's several. So if you've seen this
I've seen one.
You need to see the other ones.
I should.
And so, they're pretty hysterical. She's probably going to kill me for this, for announcing it to the world, pretty much.
But, you know, it falls into line with the entire story. And,
yeah,
you know, have fun with something that's a little crazy.
Yeah, you know what? You have to not weigh down on the negatives of any situation.
Right. That's right.
And just, you know.
That's what this whole show's about.
Just make it a brighter day.
Yeah.
That's
good. That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Edwin.
Yeah, man.
And I'm glad everything's, you know, I know your wife is still recovering.
Yeah, yeah.
And the family's being there. You know, everybody, you know, if you want to keep them in your thoughts, prayers, whatever.
I appreciate that.
Out there listening, you can email us at greenhousepodcasts@icloud.com and let us know, hey, we're thinking of you guys, and I'll forward the emails and anything else that you want to do for them. Boom, you can do that by contacting us at the podcast. And if you want to just give some shout outs or maybe some sort of Instagram fun video with this music, whatever you want to do, you can reach out. And what is your Instagram?
The Instagram is Ed Owen. Funny story behind that name.
Ed O H.
Ed Owen. So it's E-D underscore.
Underscore.
O-H underscore. W-I-N.
So, Ed Owen.
So Ed underscore O.
So it's at Ed Owen.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, when my little brother was about, like, I want to say maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah.
He could not pronounce my name for the life of him.
Wow.
And I would be like, it's Edwin. He's like, Ed Owen. I'm like, no, Edwin.
And
he's
like, and he would respond, Ed Owen.
And he would just look at me, he's like, Ed Owen. I'm like, no, that's not how you say my name.
So, and so it's got to be the Instagram name.
Yeah, and so brilliant. I picked that up. So yeah,
that's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. Is that also your Twitter name, or is this something else? You know, if you feel
really. I mean, I don't really use my Twitter much, okay. But
so we'll just stick with Instagram.
Yeah,
but Instagram, if you want to, you can throw
it mostly used. Oh yeah, my Twitter is at @scoobert 22889.
Yeah, that's super long. Let's stick with Instagram.
Yeah, let's stick with Instagram. That's my mostly used one anyway.
That's hilarious. Awesome. Cool, man. So are you ready to go to the next section of the show?
Let's do it up.
All right. So this is the section that everybody looks forward to in our show. We get a lot of letters, handwritten letters, from our fans every single day, requesting that we never get rid of this segment. And that is the segment, the improv skit theme section. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who might be new to this show, this is the part of the show where we actually throw our guests into a situation of improv.
I gotta say, I'm nervous about this.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. You just kind of go with it.
All right.
So I throw it into the situation. So how this works, the rules of the game is, there's really not that many rules. Basically, I'll read off a situation that we are now no longer in the studio, and we are in this situation.
Okay.
And we have a conversation. All whatever right. The conversation is, or whatever the acting is, we just kind of be that character. So I'm about to tell you what the situation is and your character, Edwin, and we will work together on that situation.
All righty.
Props to one of our fans, the greenhouse janitor, who is always willing to help us out with some of these sketch ideas. I barely know what they are.
Well, there he goes right now.
All
right,
so here it is. So, it is a one-on-one meeting for a new kids TV show.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. And one of you, which is you, which is me, is the boss.
Okay.
The other is the creator. So, you're the creator. Okay. I'm the boss.
All right.
All right. So the boss wants to make some... No. You're the boss. Sorry.
Okay.
You're the boss.
All right.
And you want to make some changes. The creator, me, I'm the creator of the original show.
Okay.
I want to keep the show the same because it's okay. Class. Right.
All
right. So I'm going to keep it the same. So the boss wants to... does the boss want to tone it down or make it more crazy for the teens? You decide. You get to be the improv. So that's the situation. You ready? So you are the boss,
all right.
And I am the original creator of this TV show. So we'll just kind of jump into, we're in an office,
okay.
And we're talking about the show.
Okay.
A kid's TV show. All right. So I'm going to walk into the office and go.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing, man?
What's up, Edwin? Hey. I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. So I just went on a quick break over there, restroom break. So I want to get back into what we were talking about this new TV show.
Yeah.
That we've had it on for, you know, a year now. And I think it's been going great, honestly. But I'm concerned about these changes that you wanted to make.
Well, go ahead and let me know. What is it exactly what your concerns are?
Well, the first thing, I don't believe that we should even have children on the show. I think it's fine to have a children's show with only adults.
Well, you know, we need to be, you know, catering to our audience here. You know, we're running a kids show, and we need to have some kids in here.
I think we should keep it the same.
Well, I mean, I understand that you're the creative behind the show, but as your boss, I need to urge you to put some kids into this show because we are losing our fan base.
Well, maybe I'll be flexible on that. Well, give me some more ideas that you have for the TV show. Put yourself in a kid's shoes.
Well, first of all, we need to get some kids in there and put them in a rave, okay?
In a rave, okay?
All right. You know, good flashing colors, we need to grab some attention.
Sure.
Bring them into the show, put them in a rave, put some foam in there, make it happen.
A rave might get a little crazy. A rave might get a little, too many lights. I kind of like it how it is.
Well, I mean, no, we need those kids. We need kids, we need to put them in a rave. Trust me, it's going to boost ratings.
All right, if we were to make one change, what if there were just small little children?
What are you talking
about? I'm talking like tiny children, like just born.
Like Ant-Man type size?
Like really tiny.
No.
It would be funny. Kids would love it. You know, kids love characters with fruits, talking animals and fruits and talking anything. No, what if they were talking tiny miniature baby, maybe animatronics?
Listen. We don't have the budget for animatronics, okay? We need kids. They're cheap, and we need them. They will boost our ratings. They need to be here now.
All right, fine. You know, I think that we'll have regular children on there. What would the title of the show be then? Because we have to change the title if we're making all these changes.
You make a valid point.
I know. I'm thinking something along the line of Kids Don't Do It.
What would be the premise of that show, then?
It could be taken kids, comma, don't do it. Or kids, don't do it.
So is it a show that discourages parents from, or aspiring parents?
That's the question. Nobody really knows. And that will get people to watch it. We'll be going through the guide, like,
is our network even still on? How do we make our money? Jordan, we need kids on a kids show.
I guess you're right. Listen, I'll write all this down. We'll kind of what are we doing here?
Re-strategize?
We'll re-strategize at a later time.
Oh my goodness.
And we'll figure it out from there.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Edwin.
Needless to say.
That was awesome.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
That
I apologize.
Was great. It's miniature kids. I'm like, what do I... Tiny little kids.
They all have Ant-Man superpower now?
I like the fact that we should... I really think there should be a show.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just discouraging aspiring parents.
Or kids don't do it. And it could be a show like, kids don't do this.
Yeah,
don't try
this
at home.
That too. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is brilliant. Good times. Yeah, so the fun thing about this, guys, is typically I literally read that before we started here. but our janitor sent this in, and I'm just kind of going with it. So it's improv almost for both of us.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and anything can happen. Anything can happen. All right, cool. So, we do this other thing. If you're ready to go to the next section.
Cool.
We do this other thing where we actually get to answer questions from the guest of last week. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have.
Where'd you hear about that?
Well, with my whole rant about J. LaVar.
About J. LaVar.
Yeah.
Chocolate Thunder. You have listened to the show. Cool. Perfect. So... if you are ready, we're going to go ahead and do the questions and answers time.
We got answers for this week, and we got questions for next week.
Questions and answers, right here on the Greenhouse Podcast, where we talk about absolutely nothing. Okay, cool. So we have question number one, and last week's guest was none other than our favorite, very favorite person, Dino. And do you know Dino?
Love that guy.
He's a lovely person.
Yes, he is.
You know, he gave me many, many treasures to cherish for the rest of my life.
He's
last time.
He's a really good
giver
person to ask about music.
He is, isn't he?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, you guys remember from last episode, he gave out his Twitter handle. No, he gave out his Instagram handle. Mm. He gave out something. No, you know what? He gave out his Facebook name. So you gotta find him. You know, there's not very many people his name though.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, look him up. Like he's totally cool about music. Yeah. So question number one, playing now. Question number one.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy. I don't care.
Okay.
What do you think you're doing right now?
That is perfect question.
In your life.
Oh, in your life.
not as in
it's like I'm on a radio show.
No. Not as in like what are you doing? I'm going to school. I'm working. Not what are your goals? What are you working towards? What do you feel like you're actually doing here?
Nice.
And there's no right answer at all. It's just, what do you think you're doing?
I love it. And that's question one.
All right. Well, it's a very, for me anyway, the way that I perceive it, it's a pretty deep question.
It is a deep question. I agree.
I gotta say,
he came up with that on the spot too.
Yeah, yeah. he's pretty good at improv.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say that what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to be the best father and husband that I could possibly be for my family.
Sure.
We've had a lot of ups and downs, and the journey that we've taken to where we are right now, I'd like to, you know, enhance that and keep it intact.
Mm.
And I just want to be—I just want to be the person that they need in their life, so that it could just make their life better. I'm really about—I'm really about family.
Yeah,
family is one of my cornerstones.
Shout out to family.
Yeah, without them, you know, I'm nothing. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be a good father and a loving husband.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah. All right, question number two.
Why is Batman the best superhero?
I love this question. This is the best question to answer at this time.
Right?
Yes.
So why is
And what I mean by that is because I've been playing his new game.
I feel like it's a new game. Yeah. I feel like this question can be taken both ways. Like, why is Batman the best? So you can be like, yeah, why is he the best? And then you can, or you can be like, wait, is he the best?
Yeah. he is the best. Bar none. Okay?
Like, there's not, but the question makes it, there's not another option.
There is no option. Batman is life.
So what is your answer? And what do you mean to be playing this game?
Well, Batman Arkham Knight. I've been playing it, and I've just been engulfed in this thing.
It's an incredible game, from what I heard.
It's a really good game.
You're really into games. You've been a part of gaming since a long time. You have some of the classic games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I bring the emulator sometimes.
Yeah,
to work.
Oh, my goodness.
And we
don't actually
pick up
work
the sticks.
At work.
No, no, no,
we
not
just
at all.
Play games.
We pick up the sticks and get to work.
That's awesome.
He's probably by far the best superhero.
But why?
Because.
Okay.
To my knowledge, and a lot of people that may know the chronology, is that?
I think that's the right.
Is that the right?
Or cornflakes.
Or cornflakes. I'm going to go with
either
cornflakes.
Way.
For those people that actually know the cornflakes of Batman and Superman,
yes.
They might hate me for this because there may be something that they know that I don't. But
right.
To my knowledge, Batman is probably the only person that I know that can subdue Superman.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
In a very real way.
And he's only human.
Mm.
Man, he's only human. And he has to deal with Justice League. He has to deal with all these metahumans.
All these things. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's the only one that can take care of
Superman. Makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that movie, too.
Yeah, me too.
All right, here we go. Question three.
When you're 150 years old, and you're sitting on your island, and you're looking out into the ocean, what is one thing you want to make sure you'll be able to tell yourself at that time about yourself or about your life?
First off, can I just say I love Dino's laugh?
Very unique to
what's
him.
What's your answer? Sitting, I think you said alone. Like, why are you alone on an island?
Have I lived to 150? I have no idea. No idea.
But there you are.
All right.
And I think he said, what would you want to say?
What's one thing that you would tell yourself about your life?
Yeah.
I think that it would have to be, well, because obviously I don't know the future
right.
first. But I think it would have to go something along the lines of, what kind of an impact have you made? Where's your footprint? Like, where have you made that?
Yeah.
And how far does it reach?
Yeah.
Like, how have you been able to impact others?
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that I would have to tell myself.
Because it affects you and makes a difference in your life, but it also affects others.
Because obviously, 150-year-old me will know what that footprint is.
Yeah. Because you'll be 150 feet tall.
Well, I don't know if I would get another growth spurt.
I mean, you're on an island. How else did you get there? You have to be super tall.
But yeah, I think it would have to a lot to do with, you know, what's my impact been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a perfect answer.
Yeah.
And what would you think your impact would be? Or hope that it would be?
Bringing joy and laughter.
Bringing joy and laughter.
Because, again, for me, it's always about always finding humor in everything.
Yeah.
Don't ever live a life where,
sure.
where you know, you're always down and out, and there's no sense in living like that. because you got so much ahead of you.
Right. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So now, do you have questions for the next guest?
I sure do.
Awesome. You get to pick up to three.
Okay.
And no less than three.
Gotcha. So only three. I love my options. All right. Question number one. What do you want your tombstone to say?
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, I love that this show gets really deep.
Yeah.
But also wide.
Yeah. It's going to get funny in a little bit.
You know, deep and wide.
Okay. Oh, my God. Rolando's going to hear this, and he's going to tell me a couple jokes.
There's going to be, it's getting really deep. Oh, okay, question number three.
All righty. Question number three. We haven't even got to question number two yet.
No, just go ahead and do question number three first.
Question number B.
I don't think anybody would know the difference.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's true.
Question number two.
Question number two. What is something that you've always wanted to try but have been too scared to?
That is a really good question.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I've always wanted
I've
always wanted to try eating a food that is alive.
Hmm.
Like an alive, like an insect or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I've never eaten anything that's still alive.
That would be scary.
Aren't insects alive, though, when you eat them? Yeah. Like in some countries?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, think of lions. They hunt, right? They eat something that's still alive.
Maybe I'm an animal.
Maybe you need to be reborn into a lion.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Maybe I have. All right, question number three.
All right, question number three. What is one item that you would love to office space? Now, let me elaborate.
Okay.
I
will let you this once.
Thank you. Thank
Only
you for
this one time.
Thank you for letting me proceed. For those of you who've seen the movie Office Space, there's a scene in it where the three protagonists, they go out and take this printer with them to a field. They bring a bat, and I think it's just a bat, or they may have other weapons with them. But they just take a beating to this printer because this printer has been so defective throughout the course of their career at this place. And they just take a beating to it. And they just let their stress out, vent out their frustration on this printer out in the middle of this field. And so if you can take one item, it doesn't matter from where. It could be from your workplace. It could be from home. It could be whatever. What is one item that you would office space?
I love it. Office space.
I think I just made that into a verb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
did. I turned a title of a movie into a verb.
You know, you've turned a lot of things into verbs lately. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to turn into a verb next.
Awesome.
What about that lamp over there?
Well, I don't know if I hit you over the head with it, then I could be like, I lamped Jordan.
Yeah. You're next. If you don't watch out, you're going to be lamped next.
I'm going to lamp you if you don't tune into the next podcast.
Exactly. Speaking of which, guys, that about wraps up our time for today. Edwin, thank you for joining us on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Absolutely.
It's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure's been all mine.
The pleasure's,
honestly. No. I insist.
It's been all mine.
I insist. I'm going to take it with me.
On this side of the studio, the pleasure is seriously over here. I'm drowning in it.
I'm going to put it in a suitcase and I'm going to take it with me. Because it's all mine.
It'll just leak right out onto the floor and it'll be right back to where it started.
Well, I'll just borrow a trash bag. I'll bring a trash bag.
Yeah. I only have one left, actually. I need to get more. I need to get the janitor is falling behind. Dane. So fair enough. I don't even know what we're talking about now. Nothing.
Nothing.
Because that's what the show is about, absolutely. Guys. It is about, well, you know, honestly, it's about people who live right here in Georgia. Okay. You know, it's people who I've come in contact with that I consider to be a friend or an acquaintance. And I want to just know about, hey, what's interesting about you? And also, one last question for you, Edwin.
Shoot.
I want to ask you about a specific place in Atlanta, like here for the locals, that you would recommend, that you would say, hey, you know what? You know, it could be a restaurant, but not like the typical tourist place, but like somewhere that you find interesting that you think like, hey, you know what? You might not know about this. You should go there.
I mean, I think a lot of people that I know about this place. But for those of people that I don't know that are listening to this, I think McCrae's Bar is a really kickback place to go if you're just looking to have a couple brewskis with a couple friends and just kick back and relax. Because I went there the other day just to unwind a little bit with a couple friends, and it was, you know, it was very relaxing. It's very therapeutic, if you will.
Nice. Again, so guys, if you want to learn more about our behind-the-scenes photos, videos, everything, it's all going to be starting to be posted on our behind-the-scenes section. So be on the lookout be on the lookout, on the watch out. Watch out for this. Look out, it's about to hit you. It's going to be there on the website, Greenhouse, thegreenhousepodcast.com, under the behind the scenes section. And you could see Edwin's face, in case you're wondering what he looks like. You know what he sounds like now. You can see him right there on the website. And of course, follow us on Instagram. You can follow us at greenhousepod, at greenhousepod. And of course, our Instagram, our Twitter page is The Greenhouse Podcast, at The Greenhouse Podcast, yeah. And you can see us there, behind-the-scenes stuff, updates, get updated right to your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening to The Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.